from KQED.
When people think of animal cruelty, smaller animals, like dogs and cats, often come to mind. But in rural areas, horses are often victims of abuse, neglect, even abandonment. Christina Russo reports on one Sonoma County veterinarian who's working to protect them.
You can often spot veterinarian Grant Miller on the road, making house calls for horses in Sonoma County.
On the surface, it can really seem like a blessing to an animal, you know, to be living in an area like this.
But Miller says the idyllic setting can be misleading.
Just because it looks pretty for us and has a desirable zip code doesn't mean that it isn't difficult for animals to live here. It just depends on how somebody chooses to care for them or not care for them.
Miller is the co-founder of Change, an organization that shelters, rehabilitates, and cares for abused and abandoned horses. He launched the program after assisting Sonoma County Animal Care and Control on a disturbing equine neglect case.
On a very hot August day in 2007, in over 100-degree heat, an emaciated black horse was found tied to a fence post in the glaring sun, with no water, no food, and no shelter.
As a local veterinarian, Miller was summoned to the scene.
This horse, Blackie, was a very gentle, sweet quarter horse gelding, but he was emaciated. He was just skin and bones. There was no palpable fat on his body. He was literally a living lesson in anatomy.
A few days later, Miller euthanized Blackie, but he says it was for the wrong reasons.
Not because medicine couldn't help him, but because we didn't have all of the logistical support set in place to do so. So you can't just simply help a horse medically. You have to have a facility. You have to have personnel. You have to have people there to watch the horse.
Miller realized how dire the situation was for the county's 20,000 horses, so he created Change, a public-private partnership with the county. The organization, which is buoyed by 200 volunteers, provides shelter and 24-hour medical care to horses confiscated by or relinquished to animal control. At the heart of Change is its foster barn network, some 40 privately owned barns that are willing to take in a horse at a moment's notice. Over the years, the program has cared for some 50 horses.
Good girl.
The most recent addition to the program is a horse named Mindy, who currently lives at the sprawling foster barn in Petaluma. Kelly runs the barn. We can't give her last name. It's part of a policy to protect horses from former owners. Kelly recalls Mindy's arrival this spring.
The way she looked in comparison to every other horse here was shocking. And in addition to that, she was covered in mud, and she had that big wound on one of her legs. It would just look like you brought a homeless person to the opera or something.
When an animal enters the Change program, it gets a personal set of equipment, like blankets, brushes, and halters. Miller says this provides the horse with some much-needed emotional comfort.
I wanted them to know that their bucket was their bucket, their brushes were their brushes, and they went with them where the horse went. And I'm very adamant about the supplies that we give to each horse following that horse throughout its rehabilitation process and then into its new adoptive home.
Mindy is blossoming and is now up for adoption. When she entered the program, she was 300 pounds underweight, but not anymore.
Mindy, you want a cookie? There you go. Good girl.
Besides the foster program, Change trains animal control officers in equine care. And Miller, who is also a forensics veterinarian, provides free expert witness services on cruelty cases. This commitment to law enforcement and justice is a central tenet of the program.
If you simply take a horse off of a property that somebody has abused, and if that person is never brought to justice, you're enabling them to do that again. So we recognize that this process starts and stops with the law.
Miller says one major lesson he's learned since starting Change is there's no profile of someone who abuses animals. The person can be any age, race, or gender, and from any economic class. Miller hopes the program will enlighten Sonoma County about the issue of horse cruelty, but he says it will be a long road ahead. According to his records, horse abuse cases are on the rise. For the California Report, I'm Christina Russo in Sonoma County.
And you can learn more about Grant Miller's Change program. Just follow the link on our website, californiareport.org.